Okay, next week we're doing number 13. It's Rabbi Yochas Mazon, which theoretically we're all familiar with. I mean theoretically. Well, you know, all of us know that if you eat a piece of bread the size of gazayas, which is approximately 3/4 of a slice of, half a slice, 3/4 of a slice of regular bread, it's a bench. Very simple. Well, I got news, it's not so simple. Why is that? Because the Torah says, V'chaltu v'savotu v'rach ha'shem alakecha. V'chaltu v'zachila, which is a gazayas. More tells us achila, which means gazayas. Size of an olive. Which is approximately the size of a matchbox. If you want to be machmer, it's the size of two matchboxes. The savota. Savota means, sphia means when a person eats satiated. Then is a mitzvah minatura to bench birchas mazon. However, if a person just eats, let's say, one kazayas of bread, or even more than that, but he's not sovea, he's not satisfied. So it's only mitzvah to rabbanon. Rabbanon said you eat a kazayas, you have to make birchas mazon. Therefore, if a person wants a mitzvah d'oraisa, a birchas mazon, so he has to learn how to eat kedei sviya in order to get the mitzvah d'oraisa, birchas mazon. So what does that mean, Rabbi Yisrael? What does it mean eating kedei sviya? Kedei sviya means in order to be satiated. It doesn't mean that you necessarily have to sit down and eat some bread and three bowls of chont, four pieces of cake, and pass out at the table. That's not what it means at all. For sure not. The shear of kedei sviya, of being satiated, there's a number of sheets about it actually. But basically it means that a person eats bread with a suda. And as a result of eating the suda with the bread, he's satiated. It means to say that he doesn't want any more to eat. He's had enough. That is the basic definition of satiation. In order to bench birchas mazon min haTorah. Therefore, let's say a person does the following scenario. He takes a couple slices of bread, eats two slices of bread at the beginning of the suda, or one slice of bread, but it makes no difference. He's not so there yet. So now he has some filter fish and some chicken and some chon, etc., etc. Now he's so there. But it turns out he didn't have the bread together with the suda. He ate the bread in the beginning, and now he had the whole suda afterwards. So it's very possible, Rabbi Yisrael, that he didn't have Birchas Mazon on the Torah, because the sphere didn't come through eating with the bread. However, Roshan Magoi says this first. First is a chacham, he eats one piece of bread in the beginning, because the mitzvah de kazayas after you make a motzi, mitzvah rabban de kazayas after you make a motzi, and then during the course of the suda, he eats the rest of the suda with the bread. Has some salad and fish, and has some bread with the main course, etc., etc. And now when he gets done eating, his satiation came through eating the bread together with the suda. Says Rosh Shiva, says Rosh Feinberg, that's Birchas Mazon D'oraisa. Because your Kaveh Suda, the bread, your Kaveh Suda was on the bread. Or, a person ate, let's say, the whole Suda, he ate a Kazayas in the beginning, and he gets to the end, and he's still not full, and he has some bread at the end, then if you have much, Kazayas, two Kazayas on a slice, half a slice, whatever it is, now he's Saveh. The Sphere came through eating the bread. He wasn't satisfied. Now he had some bread at the end. Again, the bread brought about the sphere, he has Birchas Mazon on the Torah. So a person can eat the same amount of food, Rabbi Yisrael, or even more food. And the one guy eats a whole bunch of food and he doesn't have Birchas Mazon on the Torah. The one guy eats less food, but he's sovea through the bread, so he gets Birchas Mazon D'oraisa. So a person can easily chap a mitzvah, eat like a mensch, he had a mitzvah D'oraisa, Birchas Mazon. Now the interesting shot that's come up, Rabbi Yisrael, with this, is that cake, what we call cake, is really bread minatura. In other words, when you sit down and have a piece of chocolate cake, or any kind of cake you want, minatura, that's called bread. But the Chacham said that type of bread, since the person doesn't normally kovea suda, doesn't normally make a suda out of this type of bread, because it's very sweet, and normally speaking, a person doesn't want to make a suda out of that. Therefore, you only make a bread minatura. And you don't bench Birchas Mazon, as you know. You make al-mechya. However, if a person eats kedei svia, he's satiated from this cake, then he has birchas mazon min ha-tera, because it's bread, and he's saver. It's just that he doesn't eat kedei svia, he doesn't eat kedei to be satiated, he just eats, like what people know, eat a piece or two of cake. So the Bacham said you don't have to bench birchas mazon in that case. However, if a person does kedei svia on cake, then Rabbi Sain, he has birchas mazon min ha-tera, and therefore a person is down. They go Friday morning, get this fresh cake, you know, from angels, and they take the whole cake and they make a breakfast out of it, you know, like possibly the whole thing. And then they go buy a kilo of cookies or waffles and these types of things. They sit down and make a whole suda out of it, which for them is not a big deal. Right? Then they have birchas mazon d'oraisa. You have to wash, you know, it's your time, and bench. And if you're going to bring me a whole bunch of cake, yeah.
So they say that
al-mechia
can be yotzei
chavasai
on
benching the rest. We'll talk about that in a second. Okay.
No, can I just in that context,
yeah.
What's commonly called the Zionist bread bench, which is made in the exact same way as cake, I would imagine. I mean, it's
like bread. Mazonos bread. Mazonos rolls.
Yes.
Okay.
What is this?
Okay. Mazonos rolls are very same. I mean, once in my lifetime, they said Mazonos rolls really is Mazonos. It was really sweet like cake. When B'datz, I think Beis Yisrael had it, they were sweet like cake. That, you make a mazonos, and if you're not kaveh suda, you don't make a whole suda, you don't kaveh suda, then you make a mazonos. However, most mazonos rolls, Rosh Hashanah says, are really bread. Taste them, it tastes like bread. It says in the package, they're made with made pearls or apple juice or something like that. If it tastes like bread, it's bread. The Manhattan pizza over here, Mashgiach, is a friend of mine. He's a Sfaradi Talmid Chacham. He wrote a kuntres, a 100-page kuntres. Big page like this, Rabbi Sain. 100-page kuntres on the whole sugya of what is called Passover kisim, what is called mazonos and not mazonos. Regarding pizza, because pizza is a very controversial issue about the mazonos aspect of it. So he was mashgiach over there, and he wanted to make sure his psak halacha was correct. So he went to the whole sugya, Rabbi Sain, and wrote a pamphlet, 100 pages long, big pages, went through the whole sugya being then, he spoke it over with me one time, and comes out, Rabbi Sain, in order to be mazonos, it has to taste like cake. Like the Ramah says, rove, taste when you're tasting it, it tastes like mostly like sugar and shem and all this stuff. It doesn't taste mostly like flour. So in order to get mazonos rolls, real mazonos rolls, it has to be quite sweet. And boy said, okay. If it says in the package it's made with made pearls and made with this, or pizza that's made with milk, majority milk, and you taste it, it tastes like a pizza, then it's a pizza. You make a mostly on it. So therefore, with pizza, boy says, it's a tricky business with pizza. If you eat two pieces of pizza, that's a whole suda usually. Three pieces of pizza, that's all suya, you make birchas mazon anyway. One piece is a big issue. All the echshirim, they say it's mazonos because I want to make money. But you have to check it. And I tell my kids, taste the pizza by itself, without the sauce and the cheese. The part that's just the crust. Does it taste like bread? It doesn't taste like bread. If it tastes like bread, it's a mozi. If it tastes like cake, then it's not a mozi. Invariably, tell me it tastes like bread. Okay, so it's a mozi, even one piece or half a piece. Okay, we said, well, there's numerous shayos where we can discuss. Think of all the interesting shayos that have birchas mazon. We have more to discuss about it. But I'm sure they'll find interesting hamsos. So you see, it's not so simple when they say benching. Okay, have a good day. Guy, we'll discuss your shayos next time.